I just cannot get over that CD we heard this week in Sister Millie's testimony. What a perfect, wonderful example of the love of God and a true friend. When her grandson received the Holy Ghost, he was a drug dealer. He'd been in jail, I think, hadn't he? He'd been in trouble anyway. I wasn't there. I was away at college, I think, when he first started coming, but they said when he first came, he came with his long beard and his long hair and his sandals, his hippie uniform, and a knife hanging on his belt. Came to the meeting. Next thing he knew, left his knife at home. Next time he came, he cleaned up his body. Then next time, had regular shoes. Not too long after that, he had the Holy Ghost.
Imagine that.
He could get rid of everything except his sin. Jesus had to get rid of that. Praise God. Now, I don't have any idea why I started talking about it. Oh, Sister Millie's relatives started saying he was crazy. What's wrong with him? She said, there's nothing wrong with him. That's what I'm talking about. You don't get mealy mouth and say, oh, you shouldn't say that. She said, he's doing what God wants him to do. She was a friend. Let's be friends with Jesus. When people show him disrespect, I feel indignant. That's my Jesus you're talking about. The heavily laden are those who love God, not the lazy people. People who don't love God don't allow religious people to dump on them. People who don't believe in Jesus don't obey the commandments of religious men. They don't volunteer for their committees. They don't do what those people say do. Jesus wasn't talking to those who did not love God. He was only talking to those who loved God enough, but they didn't know who to listen to. They didn't know who were the visible representations of God, and they started taking on more and more and more. And Jesus is saying, come to me. If you're heavily laden with the doctrines and theories and traditions of men, come on over here. I'll give you some rest. I'll tell you they're ministers of Satan. I tell you, it doesn't please my Father for you to carry on those ceremonies. I tell you, you want to make God happy? Trash Christianity and live in the Spirit. I'll give you some rest. Now, who is a visible representation of Jesus? That's the issue of your life. If a man can't say, come unto me, stay away from him. If a man can't give your soul rest, he can do you no good. Because the Holy Ghost is God's rest. What's in the Holy Ghost is God's rest. And it's just like in the Old Testament when God cried through Jeremiah, my people have forgotten their resting place. Your resting place is the Holy Ghost. And you need rest. You need it about at least once a week. Hallelujah. You need to rest from your labors. You need to rest from the pressures of this age and the spirits that are... This whole world lieth in wickedness, John said. That means you can feel foul spirits everywhere you go. And God's given you rest from the struggle. Rest from the warfare. Whenever you need it. You can sup with Jesus anytime. All the time.